This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border Sunday for a firsthand look at border security. The stop in El Paso in the U.S. state of Texas will be his first visit to the border as president. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Some 300 migrants camped out on sidewalks outside a church, chanting the good outnumber the bad. Many say they're afraid to seek formal shelter with the president's new restrictions announced last week that some from Cuba, Nicaragua, Haiti, and Venezuela would be expelled to Mexico if they enter the U.S. illegally. Advocates describe a new level of fear and confusion. President Biden, after visiting El Paso, meets with North American leaders in Mexico City. Immigration and drug trafficking are on the agenda. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russia claims it's carried out a deadly attack on Ukrainian troops, but Kyiv denies anyone died. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
The Russian Defense Ministry says its missiles hit two temporary bases housing more than 1,000 Ukrainian troops in Kramatorsk, killing 600 of them. A ministry spokesman says the strikes were retaliation for a recent Ukrainian attack in Makivka, which they claim left 89 Russian soldiers dead. However, Sergei Sherevachi, a spokesperson for Ukraine's forces in the east, told the Associated Press that the Russian strikes on Kramatorsk damaged only civilian infrastructure and that the armed forces of Ukraine were not affected. The Donetsk Regional Administration confirms there were no casualties, but says 7 Russian missiles hit Kramatorsk and 2 more hit Konstantinivka. Among damaged buildings were an educational house and an industrial facility. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Gunmen armed with AK-47 rifles have abducted more than 30 people from a train station in Nigeria's southern Edo state, the governor's office said Sunday. Police said in a statement armed herdsmen had attacked as passengers waited on a train. This is VOA News. 39 people were killed and more than 100 others injured when two buses crashed in a head-on collision overnight on an arterial road in Senegal's central Kaffrine region. President Macky Sall told reporters Sunday. Sall visited the crash site on the number one national highway. Speaking to reporters, Sall corrected an earlier government statement that had put the number of dead at 40, citing a miscount at the morgue. The government has announced 3 days of national mourning beginning Monday, with flags to be flown at half-mast throughout the country. Ugandan police say at least 20 people have been killed and 49 others injured in a bus crash near the border of Uganda and Kenya. A Ugandan regional police spokesperson said Sunday that the bus was coming from the town of Mabali and it crashed Saturday night after crossing into Kenya on its way to Nairobi. Forty-six Ivorian military who were detained in Mali returned on Saturday at midnight, and they were welcomed by the country's president and the entire government. Mali's military junta leader on Friday pardoned 49 soldiers from neighboring Ivory Coast who were convicted of undermining Mali's state security and conspiracy against the government, authorities announced. The pardon comes 1 week after 46 of the soldiers were sentenced to 20 years in prison. The first orbital satellite to set off for space from Western Europe will be launched from Cornwall in southwest England on Monday. Virgin Orbit's CEO Dan Hart told a news conference Sunday they plan to use a modified Boeing 747 with a rocket attached under its wing for the first time outside the company's base in the United States. Here's more from Hart.
The space industry is worth around about £16.5 billion annually to the UK economy and employs 47,000 people, and that's growing. And we are absolutely fantastic at designing satellites and building satellites. You know, I always use the heuristic that we build more satellites here in the UK than anywhere outside of the US.
Virgin Orbit is part-owned by billionaire Richard Branson, who founded the Virgin Atlantic airline. Once the plane is around 35,000 feet, the rocket will be released over the Atlantic, taking small satellites from 7 customers into orbit in what is known as a horizontal launch. The mission has been given a window for takeoff Monday morning, but that is dependent on the weather plus other scheduling and system issues. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.